Magiratamanandasya Duna Duna Salakaya Taksu Sumilitan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadam Mayam Dajati Sa Panantikam. This is like Gurukula. After class, you can take that. Vanchakapatubhascha Kripasindhu Vaibhascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. We've been hearing how the Prachetas perform their austerities, and they chanted Rudra Gita, or the song of Lord Shiva, that Lord Shiva acted as their guru and taught them. And they very sincerely meditated performing tapasya for so many thousands of years. And at some point, Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan, became pleased with them. And he benedicted them with many things. He said, "You will have one wonderful wife by which you can whom you can fulfill your father's desires and Lord Brahma's desires to continue to populate the world. And in addition, you will live in this world for thousands of years, millions of years. You will enjoy, and your senses will remain strong so that you can continue to perform devotional service. And then, rather than becoming entangled the material pleasure, then you will go back to Godhead." So this was described because Vidura asked about the achievements of the Prachetas, because the devotee, the Bhaktas, the Prachetas were, they achieve everything that the Gyanis, the Karmis achieve, plus more, plus they go back to Godhead, to the spiritual world. So the Prachetas achieved this by the grace of the Lord. And the Lord had asked them, the first thing he said was that, "You've pleased me, so whatever you want from me, I will award that to you." And the Lord, I can't remember the Sanskrit term, but he was the chief or the best supreme benefactor, having the full capacity to award them to the ultimate of benedictions. So much potency, he was able to award them the ultimate benediction, whatever that may be, because according to one's mentality, one perceives one benediction as high and another as low. According to one's mentality, one perceives one thing as wealth and another thing is worthless. If one has the mentality of a dog, what does he see as valuable? A bone and other dog-like things. And when he sees thousands and millions of dollars, he cares not for them at all, because his mentality doesn't he perceives value and worthlessness in one way. Or a bird. What does a bird perceive as valuable? Worms and bugs, something to eat, and a piece of string for his nest. And human beings perceive what they perceive valuable. But the Lord is capable of awarding all benedictions. In fact, he is the ultimate benedictor. So he said to the Prachetas, "I will give you whatever you want." This supreme person who has full capacity to award everything to everyone, Now, what are the Pachetas going to ask for? So up to this point, up to text 32, from 22 to 32, they have prayed to the Lord, they have offered obeisances to Him that He is so far beyond anyone's conceptual ability to understand Him. This is the meaning of God. That if we could understand Him with our finite brains, with our finite abilities, He would not be the Supreme. He is beyond our comprehension. Yet, He is a person. But His form, achintya guna sarupam, He has an inconceivable form, with inconceivable qualities, with inconceivable beauty being one of those qualities. Inconceivable potency, angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. Every limb of His body can perform the function of all other limbs. Such incredible, inconceivable potency that universes emanate from the pores of His skin, as Karanadakshaya Vishnu. So they offered their obeisances to Him and then said, "O Lord, You are in every living entity's heart, You are in our heart, so You know our desires. So what is the need for us to tell You what we desire from You? You know everything." Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhishe Arjuna Tishtiti. He is in every living entity's heart. Savasya Cham Riddhe Sanavisto Makta Smritim Jnanam Aponam Cha. But then, in this section, beginning with 33, they're actually going to ask the Lord for benediction. What will it be? This supreme benediction. One will be able to understand the mentality of the Pachetas by the benediction they ask. Just like one can understand the mentality of a dog when one sees him barking or hears him barking when anyone goes near what he thinks is his property, his territory. Ruff, ruff, ruff. It's his mentality. So the mentality is revealed by the actions. So what is their mentality? What are they going to ask for? Especially in text 33 to 38, in their prayers, they will explain it. And it is very, very, very wonderful. And we'll read Prabhupada's purport to these. Yavate maya sprishta brahmama yakomabhi Tavad bhavat prasanganam sangasyano bhave bhave. Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing Your pastimes. We pray for this benediction, life after life, in all different bodily forms and on different planets. Before Kumaras, when they were cursed by the four Kumaras, what did they say? Oh Lord, we don't mind, or Brahmanas, we don't mind having to even fall from Goloka, from Vaikuntha. But one thing we request is that we will be able to remember You. And when the four Kumaras, later they realized their mistake in cursing Jayanvijay, what did they ask for? We may have to go to hell, but let us perform devotional service. That is our only request. And hear about You and chant Your glories. So how much ecstasy there must be when the pure heart, when one with a pure heart chants and hears the glories of Krishna, that they don't care. Such persons don't care about anything. They don't want kaivayam nirakayate. They will perceive Brahma Sayujya, Sayujya Mukti, Brahma Nirvana as hell because there is no hearing and chanting of the names. They don't mind being in hell itself or in the material world. Vishrapana Sukayate. They'll perceive it as ecstatic wherever they are as long as they can hear about Krishna. They don't care. Janmani janmani shrile bhavatan bhakti aitikitaye. They don't care what body they inhabit either. Long as they can hear Krishna's names and have the heart to appreciate that, as long as they're devotees. So how much ecstasy there is because there is association with Krishna when the pure heart hears the pure holy name and the pure glories of the Lord chanted by the pure devotees. I'll read these few verses first, and then we'll read the purports because they're all very wonderful. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets. What happens when one is transferred to a heavenly planet? Yes.
One thing. Everyone's born with a garland.
I hadn't thought of it from that point of view. But I was thinking more that there is everyone experiences such subtle pleasures and happinesses. And one of those is wearing a garland and being born with them. They also don't get sick, by the way. They enjoy everything. But even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. Absence of all misery, of all negativity. Just imagine. Imagine 15 minutes practically without a bad thought. Or a bad occurrence, how happy we would be. But nothing can be compared to the association of devotees, he's saying. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. The Supreme Lord Narayan is present among devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayan is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those in the renounced order of life. And Narayan is worshipped through this Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? Dear Lord, by virtue of a moment's association with Lord Shiva, who is very dear to you and who is your most intimate friend, we were fortunate to attain you. You are the most expert physician, capable of treating the incurable disease of material existence. On account of our great fortune, we have been able to take shelter of your lotus feet. And the final verses of their prayers. No, we won't read those. So, dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of a body to another, from one planet to another, so in other words, they're not even asking to get out of this painful wheel of samsara, which is compared to a forest fire, samsara dava nanalira loka. So as long as we are in this situation of being in the material world, what do we want? We don't even want to get out. We pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction, life after life, in different bodily forms and on different planets. So what they are experiencing. Purport. This is the best benediction that a devotee can ask of the Supreme Lord. This is also confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Stanestita Shutagatam Tanovan Manobir. One may be in one position or another according to destiny. So when we're in one position or another, we're usually wishing we were in another position. Whatever we have, we are not satisfied. Whatever we have, we see someone who has more, and we imagine that they are happy, and the cause of their happiness is they possess something that we want. It's called envy, actually. So Mahaprabhu, he actually says, quoting from the 10th canto, Stanestita Shutagatam Tanovan Manobir. Just stay wherever you are, whoever you are, with whatever you have. Take that and just hold on to it. And what should you do? Don't worry about getting anything else, but hear, listen to Krishna Katha. Ye Pyasitas. Jito pyasitas chilokyam. That the Lord, if one just does this, give up all knowledge, gyane prayasam udaropastanamanta eva, and just hear about Krishna. And one who does this, don't leave, don't go anywhere, don't change your position, but change this one thing, hear about Krishna. And if one does this, Jito Ajito, the unconquerable Lord, the Lord who is Ajit, unconquerable, he becomes conquered by such a person who will just do this. Hear about the activities and pastimes of the Lord. A pure devotee, Prabhupada explains, does not pray for liberation or for cessation of the cycle of birth and death, because he does not consider that important. Again, just imagine. Because he experiences Krishna when he hears about Krishna, when he chants Krishna's name, wherever he is, regardless. And if he's with Krishna, abhinatam namanamano, by hearing Krishna's name, if he is with Krishna, then what could be unfavorable in that circumstance? So this is the essence, really, of all advice, therefore, to always, always chant and hear about Krishna. The most important thing for a devotee is getting a chance to hear about the pastimes and glories of the Lord. The devotees who engage in the service of the Lord in this world will have the same opportunity in the spiritual world also. Thus, for a devotee, everything is in the spiritual world. So one who is always remembering Krishna actually is in the spiritual world. He experiences Vishrupana Sukhayate. He doesn't see this is the material world even. He sees it as Krishna's energy. He is living within the internal energy of Krishna. He is living within Krishna's mercy by this process of always hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. Thus, for a devotee, everything is in the spiritual world. For as long as he can hear about the pastimes of the Lord, or whatever he can chant, the Lord is personally present. Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Is that the right order? Here we go. I remember this one. I think yatra gayanti madbhakta. bhakta tatra tishtami narada. Sasra? Never mind. When someone is deeply immersed in deep remembrance of Krishna. When the pure devotees assemble to chant, hear, and talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the place where they assemble becomes Vaikuntha. For the devotee, there is no need to pray to the Lord for transfer to the Vaikuntha world. A pure devotee can create Vaikuntha or Vrindavan anywhere simply by chanting the glories of the Lord without offense. The Pachetas pray for an opportunity to hear of the glories of the Lord in every form of life. Bhave, bhave. A living entity transmigrates from one body to another. The devotee is not particularly eager to stop this process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Mama Janmani Janmani Shvare Bhavatad Bhaktir Haitiki Tai. My dear Lord, life after life may I be fixed in your pure devotional service. Out of humility, a devotee considers himself unfit to be transferred to the spiritual world. So this explains why the devotees, like the Pachetas, say, as long as I may have to be in this world, let me transfer from body to body to body. Because they are thinking themselves too impure to gain entrance to the spiritual world. This is their incredible humility. They who are so dedicated, who are giving everything, think themselves very, very fallen. Out of humility, a devotee considers himself to be unfit to be transferred to the spiritual world. He always thinks himself contaminated by the modes of material nature. Nor is there any need for a devotee to ask to be freed from the modes of material nature. Devotional service itself is in the transcendental position. Therefore, there is no question of asking for this special facility. The conclusion is that a pure devotee is not anxious to stop the repetition of birth and death, but is always eager to associate with other devotees who are engaged in chanting and hearing about the glories of the Lord. Narayana praksave nakutastana bibhuti swarga pavagana rakeshu apituyati darshana. Even a moment's, this is text 34, even a moment's, one moment's, lava matra sarasange savasiddhihoi. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. Here's Prabhupada's purport. The great saint Prabodhananda Saraswati, a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, has stated, Kaivalyam nirakayate tridasapur akasha pushpayate. For a pure devotee, Kaivalya, merging into the existence of Brahman, the Brahman effulgence, losing one's individuality, this is the goal of the jnana practitioners, those who practice jnana yoga, and it is the goal of almost everyone, practically speaking. Anyone who is a spiritual seeker in this age of Kali, practically, this is what they want. Just somehow or another lose their material existence to gain peace and stop suffering. But a devotee considers this merging into the existence of the Lord's spiritual effulgence is no better than living in hell. Suffering, in other words. Similarly, he considers promotion to heavenly planets, tridasapur, just another kind of phantasmagoria, useless, non-existent. In other words, a pure devotee does not place much value in the destination of the karmis, the heavenly planets, or in the destination of the jnanis, merging into the Brahman effulgence. A pure devotee considers a moment's association with another pure devotee to be far superior to residing in a heavenly planet or merging in the Brahman effulgence. The topmost benediction for those who are living in this material world and are subjected to the repetition of birth and death, transmigration, is association with pure devotees. One should search out pure devotees and remain with them. That will make one completely happy, even though living within the material world. This Krishna consciousness movement is started for that purpose. A person who is overly affected materially may take advantage of this movement and become intimately associated with it. In this way, the confused and frustrated inhabitants of this material world may find the highest happiness in association with devotees. If you walk down the street, I don't know if you should try this as a book distribution technique and say, "Are you confused and frustrated?" Would anyone admit it? Some? Yeah. Actually, everyone is confused and everyone is frustrated. Why are people confused? They don't know. They want too much. They want everything. They want everything. They can't have everything. And they see someone has something. Why does he have something that I don't have? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why this? Why that? And confused because we identify with the body. With every thought, every desire that comes into the mind. Every desire that comes into the mind we identify with. And then 1 minute later, that same desire can be gone. So of course we're confused. We want something, we hate something. And frustrated, of course, with thinking like that, how can one not be frustrated? We want to live forever. No one wants to get sick. Everyone wants their children to be healthy, happy, and what else? Wealthy and all, yeah, famous and everything that they're not. They want their children to have everything that they didn't have, and their children want something else. Whatever you give them, they want something else. Frustration, so much frustration. You get something new, it breaks. You grow old. Your eyesight fails, your hearing fails, your digestion fails. What else? What else fails? Huh? Your car fails. Inspection or something? Yeah, I was waiting for something. Yeah, something wonderful. What else fails?
I just know that it must be really hard when you can't taste really nice food, because that's one thing that we really like eating. But I know, so I used to work with old people, and they used to like heaps of salt and sugar in their food because you couldn't taste anything.
Mm.
You couldn't taste anything if you'd made something really nice.
And then you see other people enjoying, and especially you're old and wrinkled and gray, and you see all the young boys and the young girls together laughing, seeing life stretched out glorious in front of them, so many possibilities, and there you are all cynical and hoping that they have no happiness. Why are you laughing? Are you like that? Yeah. So confused, frustrated, and especially if they see other people enjoying having a good time. Oh, they can't be happy. They must be really miserable, huh?
It won't last.
And in that thought, it's truth. But in it, we're hoping it won't last, because why should they have a good time? And then ultimately, of course, everyone dies. So, Prabhupada is saying, So the cause of this is being affected materially. Just if by thinking we are the body and identifying with the mind, especially, we it's a contract for suffering and misery. So what is the solution? And the solution isn't to put more salt and sugar in the food. The solution is to take advantage of this movement and become intimately associated with it. And in this way, the confused and frustrated inhabitants of this material world may find the highest happiness in association with devotees. So this really, Prabhupada had such high hopes for the devotees and their association to be able to be speaking enough Krishna Katha about Krishna that anyone who came in association with the devotees, listen to the next verse. This is what the Pachetas say. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of miserable material hankerings. At least for the time being. At least when they're there. So what did Prabhupada really want his society to do to fulfill this? Constant, continuous Krishna Katha. So that everyone, especially the devotees, would become above material hankerings. And what happens to the devotees when they don't become immersed in Krishna Katha in this way, in the audience, the speakers or the hearers of or the participants? What happens? They don't come above material hankerings. And if you aren't above material hankerings, you are below material hankerings, and they've got you. And then the hankerings come out. Even in us who are aspiring to become devotees one day, then the hankerings come out. And then suddenly you find yourself in a situation and you have so many desires, and then you begin criticizing because you need the proper excuse to exit and satisfy your material desires. But the cure that Prabhupada is explaining here, not even Prabhupada, this is what the Pachetas are saying, is to be in the association of devotees and Krishna Katha. That's what the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is meant for. That's what it's created for. That's the management is meant to facilitate this chanting, hearing, deity worship, prasadam distribution, etc. Just to facilitate people talking and hearing about Krishna. So it's simple. It's supposed to be simple. Srila Prabhupada's purport to text 35. Vaikuntha means without anxiety. What does Vaikuntha mean? Yes. Vaikuntha means without anxiety. Without anxiety. Anxiety. Vaikuntha means without anxiety. And the material world means full of anxiety. There is no avoiding it. There is what people's lives are full of, just dreaming, the illusion, if I get this, then my anxiety will go away. But it never, the material thing that we long for, it never removes the anxiety. It causes more anxiety. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Sarasamud Vigna Diyama Satgrahat. That's what Prahlad Maharaj told his father. His father said, where did you learn all about this spiritual knowledge? And he said, Tatsaru Manye Suravarjitadehinam Sarasamud Vigna Diyama Satgrahat. Kud Hitvatma Pattam Griyamanda Kupam. You should get out, he told his father. Get out of this materialistic well that you're living in. And what should you do? You know? Vanam goto yad.
Forest.
Which forest? Do you know which forest? Vanam goto yad harim ashrieta. And what's Krishna's forest known as? Yes. Go to Vrindavan. And Harim, Harim Asrayeta. Take shelter of Lord Hari. And what will Hari take away? Because hari means he who takes away, would take away all your anxiety. The living entities who have accepted this material world as a residence of full of anxiety, a place immediately becomes Vaikuntha wherever the holy topics of the personality of Godhead are discussed by pure devotees. This is the process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about the Supreme Lord Vishnu. As the Supreme Lord Himself confirms, Naham tishtami Vaikunte yoginam ridheshuva tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. My dear Narada, actually, the Lord says, I do not reside in my abode Vaikuntha, nor do I reside within the hearts of the yogis, yoginam ridheshuva. I'm not there either. Where do I reside? I reside in that place where my pure devotees chant my holy name and discuss my form, pastimes, and qualities. Because of the presence of the Lord in the form of the transcendental vibration, the Vaikuntha atmosphere is evoked. This atmosphere is without fear. It is without anxiety. One living entity does not fear another in that atmosphere, because there is no envy. By hearing the holy names and glories of the Lord, a person executes pious activities, Trinvatam, Svagata, Krishna, Punya, Shravana, Kirtana. Thus his material hankerings immediately stop. This Sankirtan movement, started by the Society for Krishna Consciousness, is meant for creating Vaikuntha, the transcendental world that is without anxiety, even in this material world. The method is the propagation of the Shravanam Kirtanam process throughout the world. In the material world, everyone is envious of his fellow man. Why? Why are we so envious of our fellow man and fellow woman?
Some are better off than the others, envious of each other.
And we want them to be worse off, yes? Why else are we envious? Yes. This is called the Edward Theory of Envy. The ETE.
We're all trying to enjoy, but none of us are.
Yes.
So when we think that someone might be, we get in a lot more anxiety because we're not enjoying, but they are. Why should they?
Yes.
So we want to either pull them down or
take what they have.
Take what they do or whatever.
Yeah.
One living entity is food for another.
So you want to eat them. At least eat whatever they have that you don't have.
Something.
Yes. What other reasons are we envious?
Because we're envious of Krishna, so we're envious of everyone.
Yeah, because Krishna, he is called Bhagavan. He possesses all strength, all beauty, all... What else? Wealth, strength, beauty, wealth, knowledge, fame and renunciation. So he has an ocean of all these things. And because we refuse to accept that we are his servant, that he is great and we are tiny, we don't like it that he's so powerful and we're so insignificant. So if we're envious of Krishna, that makes us envious of everyone else. Anyone who has anything more than we have, because we want to set ourselves up as the supreme. And imagine that the whole world is revolving around us, around me. And I am the center. I am the star. I am all glorious. This is called illusion or Maya. So, animalistic envy exists in human society as long as there's no performance of Sankirtan Jagya, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. The Pachetas therefore decided to remain always in the society of devotees, and they considered that to be the highest benediction possible in human life. Text 36. The Supreme Lord Narayan is present among devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna is actually there when we chant his names. Abhinatam nama namano. Lord Narayan is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, the goal of all the jnanis, those in the renounced order of life, the renunciants. And Narayan is worshipped through this Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Mukta Sangai Puna Puna. Prabhupada explains the cause of envy here towards the end of the purport. In this verse, it is said that Narayan is nyasinam gati, the ultimate goal of the sannyasis. The goal of those who have renounced the material world is the attainment of Narayan. A Vaishnava sannyasi therefore dedicates his life to serving Narayan. He does not falsely claim to be Narayan. Instead of becoming nirvaira, non-envious of other living entities, one who tries to become Narayan becomes envious of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the attempt to become Narayan constitutes the greatest offense. Actually, when one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes non-envious, because the root of the envy in the heart is enviousness of Krishna. So if one will hear the glories of Krishna, that root of envy is removed. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have become envious of all other living entities. When we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be real peace, unity, and fraternity in human society. What does fraternity mean? Brotherhood. Yeah, because when the father is acknowledged, then the brothers naturally respect each other as family members. Without Narayan or Sankirtan Jagya, there cannot be peace in this material world. So the Pachetas continue. Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? Why would it be pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence when the devotees wander here and there? Who relieves whose anxiety? Yeah, because they're always chanting. The devotee's business is to chant always Krishna's name, like Narada Muni, like Prabhupada, like all pure Vaishnavas. Just they have no, what comes out of someone's mouth is what's in their heart. So what is in their heart? Gada Raja. The carrier of the club, the Lord. So therefore they're always talking about him because they're in love. So when that energy that they're carrying, that loving energy, loving service energy that they're carrying, that internal energy, when it emanates from their mouth, so to speak, in the form of the glorification of Krishna, when the love that they're experiencing for Krishna comes out of their mouth, it touches the hearts of the conditioned souls, and there's so much relief, and it gives hope. Because at least for some time, they're situated in their natural position of glorifying and hearing the glories of Krishna. So who is afraid of material existence? Who is afraid of material existence? Every person who is sane is afraid of material existence, because it means death. for everyone. And the only way that we are not afraid of material existence is if we forget, take shelter of illusion. Forget that we're going to die. Everyone is afraid of death. Everyone, everyone. The only way we can stop being afraid is not remember it. Remember that we too are going to die. When was the last time you had a feeling that, oh, I may die soon? Is it terrifying whenever, if you ever had that feeling? Have you ever had that feeling? Yeah? Huh? Oh. Sometimes. Every now and then. But it's a terrifying thing. Because we're not realized. We're identifying with the body and we have no idea what's going to happen. And all the pain and suffering that are leading up to it. It's terrifying. That's the only word that you can describe it as. Terrifying. One has to be so brave to face that. Or foolish. Like a drunkard. If someone is very intoxicated, they'll walk in front of a train or a car, or they don't care because they're crazy. So the devotees, actually the pure devotees, can relieve from a sober person who is afraid, understands the nature of material life. Material life means death. So they can relieve such persons of their anxiety by telling them some very good news, that they're eternal. But the body is not eternal. That means we're not the body. Prabhupada's purport. There are two kinds of devotees. One is called Gostinandi and the other is Bhajananandi. The word Bhajananandi refers to the devotee who does not move but remains in one place. Such a devotee is always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. He chants the Maha Mantra as taught by many acharyas and sometimes goes out for preaching work. The Gostinandi is one who desires to increase the numbers of devotees all over the world. He travels all over the world just to purify. Paive Moranam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his followers to move all over the world to preach in every town and village. In the Chaitanya Sampradaya, those who strictly follow the principles of Lord Chaitanya must travel all over the world to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya, which is the same as preaching the words of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The more the devotees preach the principles of Krishna Katha, the more people throughout the world will benefit. What does it mean to preach the principles of Krishna Katha? Yeah? What are the principles of Krishna Katha? Yeah? The pastimes of Krishna, all the different Leela Katha. That hearing, the importance of hearing, like the potatoes, this is one of the principles of Krishna Katha, because again, this puts us right in touch with Krishna, because the Krishna Katha is the same as Krishna. Devotees like the great sage Narada, who travel all over to preach, are called Gostinandi. Narada Muni is always wandering throughout the universe just to create different types of devotees. Narada even made a hunter a devotee. He also made Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad devotees. Actually, all devotees are indebted to the great sage Narada, for he has wandered both in heaven and hell. A devotee of the Lord is not even afraid of hell. Imagine the consciousness that regardless of where he is, he's with Krishna, because he's always in remembrance of Krishna. So he's associating with Krishna and he's experiencing the ecstasy of that. So the externals of where he is doesn't make any difference. Just like if you're in a bad mood and you go somewhere, it doesn't make a difference where you are, you're still in a bad mood. And if you're in a good mood, it doesn't make a difference where you are, you're still in a good mood. So if you love Krishna, it doesn't make a difference where you are, heaven or hell. because you're with Krishna due to that associating with him in love. So therefore, what is the best way to get free from all anxiety, from all material misery, is to always, always be with Krishna, be absorbed in Krishna's names, in Krishna Katha. Otherwise, what will it take to make us secure in this material world, to feel happy in the material world? What will it take? Just imagine, we all have a long, long list. If only the universe was organized around my desires, what would it take to actually make me happy in this material world? What would we need? Everyone probably has common things on their list, and everyone has their own individual ones. An indestructible body. Hiranyakashipu actually asked for all of them. I will live forever, and all my enemies and anyone who doesn't like me will be crushed immediately. Whatever I want, I will desire. No, whatever I desire, I will have. And everything that people who don't like me desire, they won't have. Then I'll be happy. I have unlimited wealth, thousands and hundreds of cars, carpets in my house that are 7 to 8 feet thick, huge stereos, unlimited CDs, 15 dish antennas on the roof that I can get every channel in the universe. What would it take to make us happy? I'm not going to ask you. After class. What foods? A tongue that could eat, unlimited stomachs, could eat forever. Everyone loves me. What? Muscles or whatever. And you see this when the kids are, especially when teenagers are young, when teenagers are teenagers, they're never satisfied with what they have. They're always thinking someone else's has got a more beautiful, more this, more attractive, more intelligent. They're always in so much anxiety. And we're older, we just same. But actually, none of it, even if we had our list completely fulfilled, we still wouldn't be happy. As long as one person had something more than we had. Yes. Were you going to... Getting rid of the flies. So the devotees, they wander all over the universe delivering those who are actually afraid of this material existence, being confused and frustrated by material enjoyment. And some people who are intelligent are interested in understanding the Supreme Lord. Both may take advantage of the pure devotee who wanders throughout the world. 38. Dear Lord, by virtue of a moment's association with Lord Shiva, who is very dear to you and who is your most intimate friend, we were fortunate to attain you. You are the most expert physician capable of treating the incurable disease of material existence. Capable of treating the incurable disease. How could a disease that's incurable be treated? By removing the material consciousness. That's how this disease can be treated. Otherwise, it's incurable. Completely incurable, because the body will die. It's incurable, no matter what health insurance we have. The body will die. It's incurable, and the cough proves it. So therefore, the exalted devotee is the most expert physician, because he can actually cure that which is incurable. He can give us an eternal life by his association. He establishes within our heart the desire to actually love Krishna, on the spiritual level. And once that's established in the heart, that is the bhakti lata bija, the taste for that, the faith in that, and the process of achieving that, once that's established in the heart, it's only a matter of time before we're with Krishna. On account of our great fortune, we have been able to take shelter of your lotus feet, and that great fortune was caused by their association with Narada Muni. So they were acknowledging their gratitude. Dear Lord, we have studied the Vedas. We have accepted a spiritual master and offered respect to brahmanas, advanced devotees, aged personalities who are spiritually very advanced. We have offered our respects to them, and we have not been envious of any brother, friend, or anyone else. We have also undergone severe austerities within the water and have not taken food for a long time. All these spiritual assets of ours are simply offered for your satisfaction. We pray for this benediction only and nothing more. Manu Swayambhur Bhagavan Bhavascha Yene Tapogyana Vishuddha Sattva Adrishtapara Apiyan Mahimna Stuvanti Ato Tvatmasamam Gvinima. Dear Lord, even great yogis and mystics who are very much advanced by virtue of austerities and knowledge, and who have completely situated themselves in pure existence, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, we, although much lower than these personalities, can also offer our prayers according to our own capacity. So they're saying, even though we are not great, we are still praying to you, O Lord. And before we read how the Pachetas achieved success by reciting the prayers that taught by Lord Shiva, and Prabhupada emphasized at that time that entering into the mood of the prayers offered by great personalities and offering those prayers will bring success very quickly. But listen to what he says here. Everyone in devotional service can offer essential prayers to the Lord. Everyone is situated in a relative position, and no one is perfect in glorifying the Lord. Why? Because he's unlimited. We cannot glorify him fully. Beginning with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva down to ourselves, everyone is a servant of the Supreme Lord. We are all situated in relative positions according to our own karma. Yet every one of us, that means every one of us, can pray, can offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. That is our perfection. Even when one is in the darkest region of existence, he is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to his own capacity. So heartfelt, sincere prayers of gratitude and appreciation of the glories of the Lord is accepted by him as perfect. And the final verse in the prayers of the Pachetas is text 42. Dear Lord, you have no enemies or friends. Therefore, you are equal to everyone. You cannot be contaminated by sinful activities, and your transcendental form is always beyond the material creation. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead because you remain everywhere within all existence. What does that mean, that he's everywhere within all existence? Yeah, that's a nice way of saying it. He's everywhere. There is no place where he's not within all existence. He's everywhere. You are consequently known as Vasudev, which means the all-pervading Lord. Therefore, we offer you our respectful obeisances. So they did ask for a benediction, that the Lord be satisfied. Whatever we have, we offer to you. And what do we want for ourselves? We only request that we have the association of devotees and hear from them your glories. So what do you think will happen to them? The Pachetas.
They'll be satisfied.
What else do you think will happen to them? If they've asked the Lord for the association of devotees, devotees and hear from him, what do you think is going to happen to them? Oh, this is an easy one. Maybe if I made it multiple choice. All of the above, none of the above. They got the association of devotees. They didn't get the association of devotees. They got plenty to eat that night. All of the above, none of the above. Which one do you think? Yes. Good. Oh, you're just trying to be difficult. They got the association of devotees. And which devotee did they get the association of? Narada Muni. And we shall hear about that in the next chapter. Okay. I had theoretically planned to finish the chapter, but never mind. We finished the prayers. And there's no time for questions. So if Krishna allows, we'll meet again next Wednesday. Did you have a question though?
I was a carrier from the morning class.
Okay. Who gave the morning class?
Sorry?
Who gave the morning class?
What rest are the cows in?
Cows. With Krishna? Yeah. Everyone knows that.
That's easy.
Everyone knows that.
We didn't.
Oh. We didn't. Sahasra. He wasn't there, otherwise he would tell you. Huh? Sahasra. Ki. Ki rasa.
That's what we're saying in class, that I said maybe I didn't think that was correct. No one.
What do you think?
Reading Krishna book, the cows, they're lactating with parental affection for Krishna.
Okay.
Giving milk.
So that gives us a hint.
Sort of parental.
Yeah. Not only parental, because both parents don't give milk. Yes. It's true. There's no pure Shantaras in Vrindavan. Sasra, even the most insignificant creatures of Vrindavan have wonderful rasas. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jay, Narada Muni ki jay, Pachetas ki jay, Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jay.